Hello everyone, I'm Jess. I'm not going to tell you my last name. I and Dr. Nancy Chin are researchers, and Nancy Chin is seated in the back. So later on, if you have questions for us, we'd be happy to answer your questions. Here's our disclaimer. Have you seen this international symbol for breastfeeding?
Yes.
There was a worldwide competition for somebody to create this symbol. And actually, a deaf man, he created this symbol. This was his artwork. His name was Matt Daigle. He's a professional cartoonist. So it's quite interesting to find that a deaf man created this and supports the idea of breastfeeding. I'd like to give you a short background before we move on. My presentation today is the result of a previous research project, which was a qualitative research project. Nancy and I worked together with focus groups. We invited deaf women to come in and ask them questions about their experience in breastfeeding infants. We found that 100% of the participants, which were about 15 participants within these focus groups, were breastfeeding their children, 100% of the people who participated. So that was quite surprising for us. Then we asked the deaf women what they wanted to do thereon, and they said they wanted to create a public service announcement. And to disseminate that PSA on the topic that I'll be presenting today. So the previous presenter talked about blogs, but I'm going to talk about vlogs, video logs. They're quite similar to blogs, but they're in a video format. The deaf community uses blogs prominently to disseminate information in their language, which is American Sign Language. Here in America, we call it American Sign Language, or ASL for short. The deaf community requires that any vlogs or any time that they're videoed, it has to be very clear and very visual. Not all deaf people in the deaf community understand ASL, so we always add captioning. One benefit of the captions is that we also capture the deaf and hard of hearing communities equally. So the problem, in terms of video blogs or vlogs, there's Facebook, there's various social media outlets that have information, but there's very little for deaf mothers, by deaf mothers, regarding breastfeeding. Like the earlier presenter said, blogs are also free, they're quite accessible, they're easy to use, and they're visual. ASL is not in print or text. It's not that type of language. It's a visual and spatial language, and it incorporates body language, facial expressions, spatial issues, the way that you express yourself in terms of the expressions on your face are linguistic expressions, and this is the best way to express yourself for the deaf community, whereas something in a written language like a blog would be vacant of some of those factors. We looked at YouTube to see if there were some of these types of blogs. We typed in keywords like ASL, breastfeeding, infant feeding, and deaf, and there was not one video in American Sign Language that was related to breastfeeding. I found one Facebook page, which was entitled Deaf Breastfeeding Moms, but the last post was on November 4th of 2010, so it's basically been inactive. Like I mentioned earlier, with our previous work, with the deaf mothers, it seems that they were quite successful, actually, with breastfeeding. So they wanted to go ahead and set up a PSA announcement, incorporating vlogs, and disseminate those vlogs for accessibility for all deaf women throughout the USA. There was a group of 6 women who were deaf, and they volunteered to create the PSA announcement. So we held several meetings to figure out how to approach creating the PSA, and I ran those meetings, so they were led in ASL, and we discussed what we wanted to include, what we felt people wanted to see, and this was really the participants' creation. The deaf women themselves decided they wanted to focus on 6 priorities, 6 topics. One was duration, one was persistence, one was the benefits of breastfeeding, techniques, partner support, and breastfeeding in the workplace. We discussed extensively how to set up these blogs. We chose specific topics. We didn't want to include several topics within one blog. We decided to separate and just focus on one topic per blog. We wanted it to incorporate ASL. We wanted it to be short and engaging, and not long and boring. This is the internet age, so people want fast accessibility. They want it to be quick and engaging. So the goal for our blogs was to promote breastfeeding duration and exclusivity as community norms. We tried to encourage family and partner support for breastfeeding, and to give women, not only deaf women, but hearing women as well, strategies on how to combine breastfeeding and the workplace. And we wanted to allow broad participation for deaf mothers and their families. We encouraged the participants to create their own blogs, so they brought up the idea, well, why don't we just film ourselves using smartphones? Those have cameras. We could just go ahead and film ourselves and then send in the blog as an attachment to a specific email address. So 2 of them who actually videoed themselves and sent them to us were from outside New York State. We received several of them. We were looking at them, however, and the video quality wasn't very good. We would have to give them specifics on resolution and how to video themselves, and we felt that that was just too complicated for our project. So their self-induced videos did not work very well. So we decided to go ahead and reserve a studio so that these women could come to the studio themselves and we would video them. So remember, there were various topics on issues with breastfeeding that we wanted to create blogs for. So unfortunately, because of time limitations, I'm only going to have time to show you one. Here is the link to that. did have some difficulties trying to recruit various ethnicities to participate with our mothers. We are still actively trying to figure that out. The social economic status was varied. We had several mothers from the GLBT community as well involved in that videotape you just saw. So vlogs are a great benefit to us because different women are signing the same message. It supports long breastfeeding duration. It can reach an audience on a national level for deaf women. And women themselves can choose the topic that they are specifically interested in. So what is the significance of this research? Considering using cultural models that are presented here to help support breastfeeding in other communities, like the previous presenter said, there's a lot of negative viewpoints that people have in terms of minority communities. And in many areas, not just in the health sector. So this moves away from a deficit approach to minorities. Minority communities have a lot to offer. The participatory process is critical because it enabled them to actually take control of their own project, to lead that project, and to disseminate crucial and very important information to their community. So that's all. I think I finished right on time.
Yes, you did.